As we continue here on South Bay Sunday, here's an interesting approach to teaching our young people how to get along with each other a little better, behave more civilly in society. It's called Dance a Little, Change a Lot. Adrian Flores is our guest. Adrian Flores Presents helps people learn the skills of a healthy relationship through building respect through dance at National Hispanic University. Classes every single week. They're free and they're open to the public. And Adrian is here to talk to us about it on South Bay Sunday. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about this unusual approach to social interaction. Dance a little, change a lot.
And the reason that it's our motto is because you don't learn a lot about dancing, although there are definitely differences between how a boy dances and how a girl dances,
uh-huh.
how a man dances, how a woman dances, how we think also. So if we portray those differences and we complement each other, then it's not really about competition. It's about cooperation. It's about paying attention to my partner, respecting my partner as a gender opposite.
You know, dancing looks easy, but it's not. And what you said rings true for life. Life looks easy, but it's not. Relationships look easy, but they're not. You have to think a lot about the other person, how the other person moves in so many ways, and how to accommodate that.
Right. The program is called Building Respect Through Dance, but you have to respect yourself before you can respect another individual. So the work is really about self-integrity for the common good. In other words, us as partners, I have to address my issues before I can actually be a good partner. And an example of that would be number one rule is no criticizing. So if I'm going to be a partner with somebody, I certainly don't want to be a partner with somebody who's going to ridicule me.
Right.
You see, so there are some very important aspects to each one of the rules. Now, it has a broader statement once you get into the dynamics of criticism. If you look at why people criticize, you'll discover that a lot of it has to do with power, or I don't want to take responsibility for my life.
Uh-huh.
So consequently, if I feel uncomfortable about myself, if I don't feel worthy of a relationship, but I envy you because you have a relationship, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to talk about you like a dog so that therefore I can rally against something. And that's really irresponsible. And I don't feel comfortable with somebody who, say, for instance, has criticized another individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I realize that the reason that that person is criticizing the other person is because he's jealous or he's envious, then I know that this person is not taking care of his life. And so if I know that about that person, who do I want to hang around with? Do I want to hang around with somebody that supports me in being a better me? Or do I want to go down that slippery slope and not be responsible for my life?
Now, how does this connect with dance, though?
It connects in the sense that if I don't feel good about myself, I'm going to interrupt the class. And one of the ways that I'll interrupt the class is to criticize other people. Each one of the steps, and I'll go through the step that you're alluding to, and that is step number 11, only respond to positive behavior.
Mm-hmm. We should tell people there are 13 steps.
Right. There are 13 steps to a great dance team. Step 11 is really addressing the issue of why somebody would interrupt a dance class. If they're feeling uncomfortable about themselves because they see so many people learning the steps and they're not learning, then they feel uncomfortable. So in order to feel a little more confident about themselves, or if they feel like they need to look like they know what they're doing, then they'll start interrupting the class to show a little power. Well, know that that person is feeling a little uncomfortable because he doesn't know. And we need him also to join the group. So that is step 10, which is being responsible for the group. In other words, if I commit to the group, then that means every individual is important in the class, even the person that's interrupting the class. So if we pay attention to only response, a positive behavior, which is the class work, then it gets that person back into the class without criticizing him.
So this is applying dance to our lives and applying our lives to dance in a way. It's a behavior thing. It's a social lesson. Where do we learn this? Where do you hold these classes?
Oh, at the National Hispanic University. We hold the classes on Tuesdays and Fridays from 6:30 to 8:30.
How can I get in?
Just show up for the class.
Is that right?
Just show up for the class, and we train everybody in the community 6:30 to 8:30. And the beginning of the class, we always go through the rules of behavior and why each rule exists. And I always go back to the model of the Boy Scouts. I didn't learn this until I was in college, that from that, and I don't know if that statistic still holds, but at that point, there had never been a Boy Scout in San Quentin, which only told me one thing, that rules at an early age, even if you do misbehave, keeps you within boundaries so that when you start getting into trouble, you go back to seeing what I can do to correct things.
I see. But also there's a self-discipline, I think, that a Boy Scout has, and the scouting creates in a young person that might be a parallel to dance.
Right. And also, like in sports, you learn the teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
But as we do know, even some of our popular athletes, how they treat their relationships is not so admirable.
And in sports, you learn to cheat, which you may not do in dancing.
Right. So the reason that I use, and you can use the rules in any team effort, but the reason that I use ballroom dancing is because it's an art form that requires cooperation between the gender opposites. So if I learn that if I'm going to be a great team player, that I have to learn these rules, and I learn them with my gender opposite, then I learn to respect that gender opposite.
That's a great fundamental for a young person, and I imagine a few older people who haven't learned that as well.
Yeah. The end objective of this program is to end kids having to grow up from broken homes.
Uh-huh.
Because I grew up from a broken home, and I know that there is a lot that was missing in my rearing. If we teach kids what to do and what not to do in relationship, then when they do get into a relationship, they know what to do in order to keep that relationship strong. And you evolve as a person through the steps because of your partner. So consequently, 2 years down the road, your partner actually becomes more valuable to you than when you first started. And you know as well as I do that when you first fall in love, that's the height of the relationship.
Yeah.
Well, only people that have been married 50 and 60 and 70 years know this, that they're actually better people because of their partner. But it all pertains to self. What did I do about myself in order to make myself a better person?
So learning to dance, let me just say, learning especially these 13 steps might just be almost an accelerated lesson in how to behave with the opposite sex, a way of maybe saving those 15 years.
Right. When I first came to ballroom dancing and trained as a ballroom teacher in the beginning, I remember saying the first year that it seems like the cream of the crop, the best of society, come to take dance lessons, only to discover in the workshop about a year later that there's a good part and a bad part to all of us. This vehicle, ballroom dancing, energizes the individual to be a better person at that moment, mm-hmm, when we're taking dance lessons. But then later, I discovered that most top competitors are very abusive towards each other.
Really?
Yes. And so consequently, I thought to myself, if it stimulates an interest in being a better person, this is the time that we should teach what it is to keep that relationship strong instead of then going into competition and then competing with each other.
I see.
Let's use it as the doorway to then give the relationship skills that'll.
So it's a learning experience, learning to dance and learning relationship skills that parallel.
Right.
Dancing with the Stars, you must watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, when you watch it, what do you think of what goes on there?
Well, first, I'm amazed that the instructors can get the non-professional to achieve what they achieve, because as a ballroom dance teacher for over 30 years, I know what it takes to create a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like learning Chinese. If you don't know how to say certain phrases, you can repeat them 100 times and I forgot it again. Well, that's the way it is when you're learning the language of the body and how to communicate as a dance partner. And they're able to do this in just a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. First thing that's amazing. The other thing that's amazing And this is what I want the audience to understand, is even if you're competing with each other in a ballroom setting where there is those dynamics between the men and the women, if they get that close just because they're in the dance environment, that's family friendly to me. So if we create an art form that's family friendly, we bring the family values back.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn when you're dancing that I would never have thought of, you know. I would have thought that you would have to learn some discipline, because I've tried to learn how to dance, and I didn't feel like I was really cut out for that sort of thing. Are there people who are cut out to learn to dance and people who might as well be trying to learn Chinese?
No. I have several students that when I tell them to start it with their right foot, they'll start with their left.
Uh-huh.
So how do you train that person?
Right.
No criticizing was something that I was taught as a beginning dance teacher, that you don't want to ever make your partner feel bad or your student feel bad, because you want them to continue taking lessons. That's the economy part. And how we do that is we show them a step and they did something right.
Mm-hmm.
Our search is to find out what it is that they did right and then add to it. So they are motivated then to take the next step. So if they start out with the left foot, and when I told them to start out with their right foot, then God blessed us with only 2 feet. So consequently, all I have to do is knock them into the other foot and they're on their correct foot.
Good start anyway.
Yeah, so they actually learn something, and then I take from what they learned, and even if they missed pieces, I make the correction by adding to something they've done right.
I get it. Building Respect Through Dance is the class, and it's at Hispanic University. What nights again?
Tuesdays and Fridays from 6:30 to 8:30.
Who comes to class?
The public is 8 years old to 88.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're over 88 years old, you can still join the class, but you have to have a note from your mother.
Well, tell us about the class itself, though. When you hold a class, what are they like, especially 8 to 88? That seems like a big, broad spectrum to be trying to teach all at once.
Well, it's interesting, because when I teach elementary school kids or junior high school kids or high school kids, they're always talking. It's a cross-section of ages when it's, you know, 8 years old to 88. Because of that environment, it's supportive towards each other, because younger people respect the older generation. The older generation help to keep the class in line, not by telling them what to do, but just because they're in the presence of each other. And so when they sit down and we talk about the rules, then we start the dance class, they're coming from a more sophisticated position.
Has there been more interest with shows like Dancing with the Stars on television? Have you found more people would like to learn how to dance like those people?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, this trend actually started with Saturday Night Fever and John Travolta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In the movie Saturday Night Fever, there was a picture or a shot where John Travolta was taking a dance lesson in a dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
And people got the idea, if I want to learn how to dance, maybe I should go to a dance studio. The phone was ringing off the hook. So the demand for dance teachers was immense. I didn't know that, but a friend of mine knew that and suggested that I go to a dance studio. Maybe they'll train me. And I thought it was winning the lottery if that would happen. But that's how I got my start.
And that's what changed your life.
Right.
Well, there's another scene in that film where John Travolta realizes at the dance-off, the contest, that his couple wasn't as good as another couple. And he's mad that they let him win. He thinks it's racist, and he gives the other couple the trophy at the end of things. And there's a little moral lesson, too, to be learned.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but that was a part of the movie that I didn't think about. But
yeah.
that was a great thing that he did.
Well, yeah, it was a great thing that he did, and it also kind of ties in with what you're doing, because you're teaching people how to dance, but you're teaching them how to live.
And if you feel good about what you accomplished, even if you don't win, that's the objective. For instance, rule number 5 is you have to distinguish yourself. You have to find out what your passion is, and you have to nurture that passion. If you don't on a daily basis, then that day and that day only, you walk around with a void. Something is uneasy. So people gravitate to either, maybe I need a girlfriend, or maybe I need a boyfriend, or
change of some kind.
A change of some kind to get out of yourself, to feel comfortable.
Right.
Instead, you really need to pay attention to self. What is it about me that I need to nurture? If you ask that question, you nurture that, then no matter who you're around, you feel good about yourself, you're going to be comfortable.
And dance may be what nurtures you. You might want to find out at Hispanic University and take the class. Is there a rule in your class? You must have a lot of fun.
Well, I don't think that we even talk about whether we're having fun or not. We're just having a blast talking about these things. In fact, it wasn't until I was teaching the high school kids at Prospect High School that once I got too motivated about the dance and their routines and I left out the rules, they asked for the rules.
Is that right?
So they ask for the rules because when they know what to do and what not to do in life, that's a part of what they're seeking. So we put that into the dance program.
It might be what you're seeking. Building Respect Through Dance, National Hispanic University at 14271 Story Road. You know, we can just show up or we can also check out your website, which is
www.adrianflorespresents.com.
That's www.adrianflorespresents.com. Building Respect Through Dance. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
You got to love it when a great community plan comes together like Building Respect Through Dance. And up next on South Bay Sunday, another community group, Building Respect Through Veggies, when South Bay Sunday continues.